Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give to your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Also pray for us, that Yahweh would open to us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of the Messiah, for which I also am in bonds, that I may make it known as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. All my state shall Tychicus declare to you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and a fellow servant in Yahweh, whom I've sent to you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known to you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salutes you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom you received commandments. If he come to you, receive him. And Yahshua, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of Elohim, which have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of the Messiah, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of Yahweh. For I bear him record that he has a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the assembly which is in his house. And when this epistle is read amongst you, cause that it be read also in the assembly of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the letter from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in Yahweh, that you fulfill it. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. End of chapter.